Our first batch of Part 2 news begins with Paddington Bear staying in Norwich for another year. One of the nation's favourite bears is set to stay in the city. Norwich Bid has confirmed that the Paddington Bear bench in Norwich Cathedral, visited by thousands, is set to stay in the city for another 12 months. Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, the Dean of Norwich, described the city landmark as the perfect setting for the bench. He added that Paddington's message of kindness and curiosity resonates beautifully with the cathedral's own spirit of welcome. Since being unveiled in February this year, Paddington has become a must-visit attraction in Norwich. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Bid, said, "In February half-term alone, more than 250 people were visiting the bench. More than 70% of those people were travelling in from outside the city. And we're delighted that Paddington will remain here for another year." Norwich was awarded the Paddington Bench after winning a nationwide competition. Hundreds of entries from more than 90 towns and cities across the UK, including city locals, were sent in to the Paddington Visits campaign. Norwich was the 24th city in the UK to get a statue of the marmalade-loving bear, joining the trail across the UK and Ireland.
An airline has announced it will increase its flights from Norwich Airport next summer. Blue Islands has revealed it will up the number of flights from Norwich to Jersey and Guernsey from May 2026. There will be two direct flights to Jersey with connections to Guernsey each week from May the 9th. The airline will also be offering a direct flight to Guernsey with connections to Jersey every week. It comes after bosses saw a strong demand for holidays and short breaks in this period. Seats are now available to book until October 2026.
An 81-year-old man has spoken of how his birth stopped his father from being part of the D-Day landings, one of the most dangerous actions of the Second World War. Duncan Hall was born on June the 6th in 1944, when his father should have been serving with his unit. But as news reached his father, Arthur Hall, that he was soon to become a father again, Arthur was told that he could return home to New Cossey to be with his wife Marjorie. Mr. Hall is not sure in which regiment his father served, but in a photo in which his father is pictured, the caption places him in the Royal Army Medical Corps. After the war, Mr. Hall's father worked for Norvik Shoe and Boot Company in the city and died at 97 years old in the 2000s.
Unusual visitors have been spotted trotting along a footpath popular with city walkers and cyclists. People say encountering pigs in Marriott Way is becoming a daily occurrence. The animals are said to be escaping from fields alongside the 26-mile footpath belonging to D.W. Philby and Sons Farm, which operates in Aldborough near Aylsham. Kevin Philby, spokesman for the farm, said that the main issue is that fences are being damaged by people walking on his fields. Several sightings of the pigs have been reported, including near St. Michael's Court Care Home and Young's Park. Mr. Philby added, "We can put signs up, but they don't do anything. People seem to think they're allowed to roam. If there's a pig out, just ring us and tell us. Don't just go and spurt it on Facebook. Keep to the footpath. Don't go walking into fields." In August, Aylsham Football Club also said that they had to escort a pig from the car park at Young's Park Community Facility back to a nearby field. Police have also been seen escorting a pig through a residential area. Norfolk police have been approached for a comment.
A new food hall on the outskirts of Norwich has revealed that it will host a special festive event. The Norfolk Food Hall at the Showground in Cossey is inviting customers to a late-night shopping event to ring in the Christmas season. On November the 25th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m, visitors to the £3 million venue will be able to browse the Christmas collection while enjoying music from a live brass band and tastings and demonstrations from local producers. Until late in the evening, complimentary mince pies will be handed out and hot drinks and mulled wine will be available to buy. The Norfolk Food Hall opened at the showground in May, featuring a 3,500 square foot farm shop and a 220-seater restaurant. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association's flagship project showcases food and drink from across the region, with most of its products sourced from Norfolk and Suffolk. There's no need to book in advance for the late-night shopping event.
The troubled University of East Anglia has been handed a timely boost after its new intake produced a sizable increase in student numbers. The university, which has faced a string of financial challenges in recent years, has seen its student numbers rise by 6.5%. New statistics show that 12,666 undergraduates will be taught at the campus this academic year, following the recruitment of both national and international students. This figure is close to 1,000 more than the 11,887 undergraduates attending in 2024-25, and bosses say overseas recruitment in particular had exceeded expectations. It is the highest number of students at the university since 2022-23, when 13,324 undergraduates attended. The increase will be welcome news to university bosses, who in the past year were forced to put around 170 jobs at risk as part of plans to save millions from its budget. Among its new international initiatives, the university has forged a partnership with Amity Global Institute, which has seen its courses taught overseas in Singapore. The university is also set to hold two open days on October 25th and November 29th in hope of boosting future recruitment.